the cabinet secretary at the time, who thankfully is no longer with us, Hunt, was also a paedophile, was in on this, met Savile. He was Catholic, met Savile, as did that very nice man, the late Archbishop of Westminster, Cardinal Basil Hume. Basil was not a paedophile, but knew Hunt and had a shrewd idea. He wasn't stupid. He had a shrewd idea of what had been going on, and I've no doubt was told to keep a lid on it. Hunt was in on it, so the cabinet secretary at the time was in on it, was aware of what was going on, was aware he had a prime minister who was involved not just in abusing young boys, but was murdering them as well. It's quite possible that there was a crewman on the yacht who did the actual murder. I'm not saying it, but he'd necessarily bash the boys on the boco and toss them overboard. He may have had somebody do that for him, but he was certainly guilty of murder under English law as an accessory or on a joint enterprise basis. The cabinet secretary of the day knew that we had a prime minister who was vulnerable to charges of murder at the Old Bailey. Bit of a national security mess. And the cabinet secretary, as you can well imagine, was very keen to keep a tight lid on things. Hunt, of course, was working for the Germans and was very keen on British membership of the EEC. And it was Hunt and Heath between them who were responsible for Britain going to the EEC, along with another German spy exposed in Spy Hunter called Tony Barber.